Next up, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
Wuthering Heights is a gorgeous-looking movie. Look closer. The movie is downright ugly. This is not your mother's or father's Wuthering Heights. The movie, with its depictions of intimate partner violence, spousal abuse, and downright nastiness, is not for the faint of heart. Heathcliff, whose newfound wealth returns him with vengeance in his heart, to Wuthering Heights estate on the Yorkshire Moors of England, where the Liverpool orphan was raised, is played by Jacob Elordi. Heathcliff, in the latest film version directed by Emerald Fennell, who wrote the screenplay based on the classic 1847 novel by Emily Bronte, is even more of a brute than in many of the previous motion picture adaptations. Heathcliff is quite monstrous and is described as such by other characters in the latest film interpretation of the novel. Jacob Elordi is a great choice to play the newer, hunkier, even more dastardly Heathcliff. He's a, quote, hunka-hunka burnin' love, having played Elvis Presley and director Sofia Coppola's Priscilla, and he can be scary, having played the creature in director Guillermo del Toro's Frankenstein, for which Elordi is nominated for a Supporting Actor Oscar. Margot Robbie is a great choice to play the newer, more modern, even more tragic Catherine Earnshaw, having played Barbie in the movie Barbie. Catherine Earnshaw has her eye on a late 18th century version of Barbie's Dreamhouse, that of Thrushcross Grange, where Edgar Linton is lord of the manor. When Edgar proposes marriage, Catherine accepts. No starter home for her, she gets her pink bedroom. Catherine's last name is an Earnshaw for nothing. One problem for Catherine, she acts with her head, she thinks with her heart. Catherine is still in love with Heathcliff. Her marriage to Edgar apparently is no obstacle. Two can play this game. Heathcliff marries Edgar's sister Isabella. Heathcliff teaches Isabella a few new tricks. Jacob Elordi and Margot Robbie look beautiful together on screen. At times one gets a sense of watching a Ralph Lauren commercial or a version of Beauty and the Beast or Cinderella. Jacob Elordi and Margot Robbie look passionate on the screen. She looks at him with the worshipful eyes that fans lavish on a teen pop star. He laps her up like a puppy dog, literally. His tongue is busier than that of a basset hound. They kiss so intensely, their noses bend like silly putty. All of this is captured in many close-ups by director of photography Linus Sandgren, an Oscar winner cinematography for La La Land. The film has stunning vistas, landscapes of rock outcroppings, shadows and fog, lots of wind and rain, and magnificent castle-like interiors. There's impressive production design by Susie Davies. The beautiful costumes are by designer Jacqueline Duran. The soundtrack by Anthony Willis has effective use of strings. Wuthering Heights will be of chief interest to fans of Margot Robbie, Jacob Elordi, and the novel Wuthering Heights. Wuthering Heights is MPA rated R for sexual content, some violent content, and language. Opening February 27, Scream 7, MPA rated R. Kevin Williamson directs Neve Campbell, Courtney Cox, Isabel May, Joel McHale, and McKenna Grace in the horror film. A new ghost-faced killer appears in the town where Sydney Prescott has started a new life and her daughter now is threatened. Elvis Presley in Concert, MPA rated PG-13. Baz Luhrmann directs a documentary film about Elvis Presley based on never-before-seen footage and never-heard recordings. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.